Rural Focus.
It is Troy aboard. Tom right now to catch up with the great man, Craig Walker from Nutrients. Morning, mate.
G'day, Troy. I don't know about the great man. I'll take the compliment, but yeah, cheers, mate.
A bit of rain in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, there has been. It came through early last night. There's a bit of rain, but it's been pretty consistent all day, as it is probably everywhere, and it's been strong. The wind's been pretty strong throughout the night, I think that if we end up with about 20 mil, it's not really wanted unless you've got perennials in the ground, but I know a few of the boys out of Meekatharra might get a little bit of rain today, so see how we go.
All right. Hey, mate, I wanted to speak land prices this morning. They're still pretty well strong, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And if we have a look at Auctions Plus, Troy, that's right across. There was about, last week, there was about 102,000 lambs that were offered Australia-wide, and a lot of them have been new season's lambs. If we have a look at the two largest categories of lambs presented for auction, we had crossbred lambs and merino weather lambs, and they accounted for 25% and 18% of the market, respectively, and had clearance rates of about 82%. Most of the merino weather lambs, they average down at about 147, and the crossbreeds a little bit stronger at about 160. First cross ewe lambs, they totaled up about 13,000. That's your traditional Border Leicester Merino cross. That was up about 48% on last week, and also having clearance levels of about 80%. The average price is back a little bit there, but still it's mind-staggering and eye-watering $274 a head, with the top price being paid for 155 April May drop 21 drop lambs averaging 48 kilos. They made $366. It's absolutely outstanding. In the merino ewe section, we saw numbers up fairway. We saw about a 90% clearance. A lot of these young merino ewe lambs, they were selling for an average of about $163 a head, or just under $6. Right across South Australia, offering was the major part of this, with about 68% of those sheep that are sold out of South Australia travelling in the key areas of New South Wales and Central and Western Tablelands of Victoria, where they're looking at restocking. So, and just to finish on ewes, we're looking at skinned and lamb merino ewes. Most of those, not that we have many at the moment in Western Australia, but they're averaging out at 265. So the job's still kicking along pretty good, mate.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And let's hope it stays that way as well. Now, not this Friday, mate, but the following Friday, the 29th of October, you've got something happening in Mushay.
Yeah, we have. We've got our store sale that's going to be for October. Okay. Again, it's going to be a great mixture of local cattle and pastoral cattle. There's some very, very good drafts of cattle coming in. Of course, we've got the Killara heifers, which everybody knows do so well for you. Out of Meekatharra, beautiful young sanders and rowdies there. Also got some lovely, lovely steers coming down from out of the north as well. All these young cattle will be mouthed and made sure that they're right to go and do the job for you, as well as these young heifers, just to be tucked away, and it's a great opportunity for people. I know that plenty of people are still scratching their head over, do we put in crop? Do we? What do we do? So, livestock commodity prices are looking very strong. The demand is really good. There's going to be opportunities in the new year for people to buy skinned and lamb merino ewes, skinned to crossbreds. There's also this sale next Friday, so you've got an opportunity there to tuck away a few stock. If you're wanting some more information, wanting to know where your market's going to go, what's going to happen with you, just make sure you get hold of your local nutrient man, and they'll be only too pleased to help you out.
What time does that sale start from the following Friday, mate?
10 o'clock, mate. Okay. 10 o'clock. Oh, it is interfaced on Auctions Plus, so you get a chance to have a look at it. So you don't have to actually come up to Mushay, but it is always good to come up and have a look at them. But you can sit back at home and and bid on the computer, which you know, some of the things that have happened with COVID, there's a lot of bad things that have happened. But what we have found with marketing is, particularly in the livestock industry, to go Australia-wide, this Auctions Plus platform has really taken off and is a very strong platform for everybody. So even goats out of Queensland being sold and going down to South Australia. So there you are.
There you go.
It's Australia's one big paddock now.
Yeah, there you go. Auctions Plus is the website to check out, and don't forget about that. The 29th of October, the store cattle sale there in Mushay. Anything else from you this morning, mate?
No, that's about us. It for us up here at the moment. We've had a few sheep sales. Don't forget the Morris sheep sale is on Thursday. There's some very good lines of sheep down there at Morris. Some very, very good crossbred lines. So if you're looking for a few stores or a few breeding ewes, get along to the Mora Nutrient Sheep Sale, which will be on Thursday this week. If you want more details, give Craig Williamson a call. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you.
Mate, try and keep dry. I know it's a bit hard on a day like today, but have a great week, mate, and we'll chat to you next week.
Mate, look forward to it. My apologies for last week. I was left out in the bush and I couldn't get back to you. I'm sorry.
Late note next week. Mate, chat to you next week.
See you, buddy. All the best. Bye-bye.